This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Everywhere in the borderlands of southeastern Arizona, the land is verdant from the low Sonoran Desert to the tops of Sky Islands. Vegetation has benefited from our summer monsoon. Oh, it is so green. I think there should be a new color in a Crayola a crayon box called Monsoonal Green. Anyway, it appears everyone got some precious precipitation, some more than others, because that's just the way it works. I have a couple pen pals that I converse with, emails once a week. One friend, my friend Jim in Santa Cruz County near Canelo, and the other pal, John, up in Pinal County near Oracle. And those rascals, those two fellows, Jim and John, have gotten a lot more rain than we have at our place near the banks of the Ojolote. But we got some rain. Oh, and it's always frustrating to see storms across the valley or in the hills above us and to be missed by some storms. But, you know, one afternoon, a very dark storm sat up in the hills and canyons above us. Ms. Mosquito was home from work. I suggested we park her car on the other side of the Ojolote. That way, if the creek, you know, ran, we could use the truck to cross. I mean, it has a little higher profile and four-wheel drive for crossing, right? It's something that most of our neighbors do as well. Later that same day, actually in the evening, as I said goodnight to Ms. Mosquito, it was 9 o'clock at night, way past my bedtime. Anyway, I heard something roaring. Honestly, it sounded like maybe a freight train was coming down our driveway. We better go look at the creek, I said to Ms. Mosquito, and we did. And what we saw from our headlights on water was the biggest creek we'd ever seen in our 22 years of living there. The creek we called the Ojolote had become El Rio Ojolote. Good thing we got your car on the other side of the creek, I said sarcastically, knowing no one in their right mind was going to be crossing that river for a day or two or three, but not knowing, when I said that, that it would be 8 days before anyone would drive across that water. Oh, there's no dearth of large four-wheel drive trucks among the 12 households on our side of the creek. Just couldn't find anyone with a death wish. And every late morning and afternoon, it was uncanny, every late morning and afternoon, a new storm or two would sit upstream. And the former creek, now a river, would surge to dramatic flood levels once again. You sure get to know your neighbors while chatting at the flooded crossing. Small congregations met in mornings and afternoons at the crossing and stared at the swirling, muddy waters. After a while, you know, there just wasn't a whole lot more to say that hadn't been said. And we were at the mercy of Mother Nature. End of discussion. And what a lesson in the power of water. When that water subsided a little, we could wander the brand new creek bed, 300 and 400 feet across now in some areas, 6 feet deep cuts along some banks, and the creek could move closer to our barn and home. And another flood will give us creekside property, and I could say, at our home on the banks of the Ojolote, precariously on the banks. Anyway, you know, the dogs and I wander this new rocky rubble and the new beaches and look at plants. Maybe it's just me looking at the plants, but one of the few plants that was able to hold ground was a false indigo bush, or sometimes called bastard indigo, but for sure Amorpha fruticosa. And in that creek bottom, flattened but not ripped out, Amorpha had new green leaves and was thriving. And though I thought its bloom period was earlier, I think it's going to bloom again. Yeah. Beautiful long spikes of many small purple flowers atop. Yeah. It's in the pea family, so those flowers will be followed by tiny seed pods. The green pinnate leaves and the flowers make it an attractive plant that loves water. And habitat, think streamside, from 2,500 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation, or at our place, 4,800 feet in elevation, and holding on to the banks of the Ojolote. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Amorpha means without form. It's referring to some of the floral arrangements. A banner petal is different. Goodness. Fruticosa means bushy. And as the water continues to subside, bushy false indigos, clings tenaciously to the new banks of the Ohuajolote, and local humans study dark clouds over the mountains. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.